There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live as always in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We do talk about sports betting for 3 hours every single day on tap. On today's program, Michael Lombardi, former longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host, will be on the show. So much to recap with him at that point from Week 18. Paul Stone in 2 hours from right now, professional sports bettor and college football handicapper on tonight's national title game. And Tobias Gabel, who is the director of the Sports and Race Book at the Borgata in Atlantic City, will dive into what took place yesterday. Did they get killed with some of the results, early movement for the playoff games, and biggest liability on Super Bowl futures, Pauly? And we have so much to go over, obviously, from yesterday and looking ahead to the playoffs. We will start with what took place in last night's game Sunday night, where everybody thought it was a foregone conclusion. Green Bay would simply win the game and move on to the playoffs and take on the San Francisco 49ers. And as I tweeted out last night, well, here's the thing. The Lions actually saved Green Bay from one thing in particular, and that was complete embarrassment by going to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The Packers were going to get mauled. And now that's on the hands of Seattle. They'll go there and get killed this week, I'm sure, against San Francisco. But what a job by Dan Campbell last night. They were the better team. Quite frankly, they deserve to be in the playoffs. If you were to do updated power rankings right now, power ratings in the NFC, they might be the third best team in the NFC right now.
Incredible coaching job. I totally agree. Does he coach like that if they need the game? I don't know. But again, to watch how that played out in the fourth quarter and how aggressive he was in passing on field goals and the lateral play on second and 17, but that guy, that same guy, twice kicked 54-yard field goals instead of going for it on fourth and short, it might have been the reason they're not in the playoffs.
How about they pan over to him on fourth and short, and it's no hesitation. He's, get out there.
Right. He passes on the game-tying field goal, goes for it, and leads to a touchdown. Then he does the lateral, and then instead of kicking the field goal, go up seven, I'm going for it, and they go fast, snap it immediately, and Goff completes the pass, and then they run the clock out. What a job.
By the way, Goff completely outplayed Aaron Rodgers last night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was night and day difference between those two quarterbacks.
Yep.
The play calling overall, you're exactly right. It was bada-bing, bada-boom. No hesitation again. They knew what they were going to do. Meanwhile, the Packers have like zero explosiveness whatsoever on offense. It was a thing of beauty. The short calling, short yardage play calling last night. The second and 17, like you said, shades of Boise State with the hook and ladder. Pure brilliance last night from Dan Campbell. Kudos, tip of the cap to them. And I wish that was a team that was going to San Francisco this week to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Were they going to beat the Niners? I doubt it. But still, they are fun to watch, and they are dangerous in how they closed the season. I don't know what happened at Carolina. Obviously, they couldn't stop the run. That's a game that kept them out. They blew that game in Minnesota earlier in the season. Couldn't do anything in the second half at home against Miami and almost beat the Bills. So the shoulda, woulda, coulda game. But, you know, great job with pride and showing up. And if we can't go, you're not going either, right? Mantra, which worked out. And I know Saleh's been talking about this all year with the Jets about I'm keeping receipts and we're going to be a good team. Well, how about all those guys that went back when they beat Green Bay in the first meeting when Rodgers said, you can't lose to teams like this.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you think you're better than us, huh? Yeah. Okay. And it came back to bite them. And I'm with you. I thought Green Bay would win, especially once Detroit was eliminated with the drama in the Seattle game. But they just weren't a very good team. And the fact that you're right, they were going to get steamrolled in San Francisco, and they beat themselves. Silly turn. Oh. Living in Detroit territory and couldn't take advantage.
Basically, Paulie, it was a carbon copy of what happened the first time they played in Detroit. Because that's when Green Bay had the ball deep inside Detroit territory the entire game. A lot of that in the red zone, and Rodgers was terrible. He had the thumb in that game. But last night, the same exact thing. They were replaying it on NFL Network here at the Circus Sportsbook, and I'm just like, oh, over and over and over again. It was just at the Detroit 20, at the Detroit 31, at the Detroit 27. Doesn't matter. Fumble, sack, stupid play, penalty. Yep. They were awful last night.
Yep.
And they deserved to lose that game. And they were, you know, I mean, again, what would you take right now? Dan Campbell moving forward as your head coach or Matt LaFleur? I mean, again, LaFleur's had Rodgers here, and we're going to find out what he's really like as a head coach once Rodgers says, you know, see you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
LaFleur blew it by not declining the penalty late in the game because the clock would have stopped. The other thing, what's Walker? After what happened Monday night, you're shoving personnel coming?
Boneheaded
trainer?
Play.
I mean, what? I've never seen that before. What
no,
are you thinking?
Not only did that happen, Paul. Then the trainer kind of looks back at him like, what was that? And he starts to step towards him.
It was going to be,
And then 95 comes in and he bumps him like, hey, you're not going to mess with my boy. Huh? We got 11 of us on the football field.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to go at him right now? Good luck. You're not going to get past me.
Yeah.
What was that, guys?
I couldn't believe Walker did that. I mean, that is just, forget about what happened Monday, which you can't, but with the timing, it's just, I'm going to shove him and get tossed out of the game. Standing ovation to Goff, too. You mentioned it. Last nine games, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions. Yeah. This guy, his career was over. The Rams couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you said, what are the Lions to win the division next year?
Well, that's...
I mean, that's another thing going in, too.
That's all I saw last night on my Twitter timeline.
Well, I agree with it.
Not only are people saying they're going to win it, but they're going to be the favorites.
Have to be. Now, does Rodgers retire? Who knows? We'll do this dance all summer long as well. But I saw Williams for Detroit, asked him for his jersey, and he said, I'm holding on to that one, and then he waves walking off the field. So it was a bad year, no doubt about it. Bad year. And they were 5-1 to miss the playoffs.
At the beginning of the year?
So that cashes too.
Yep. Here is Rodgers last night after the game talking to the media when he will make up his mind about retirement.
I mean, it's a little raw right now. You know, it's just a little bit after the game, so... want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
Is there any sort of timetable with that? Is there like a date where you want to make your decision by? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to hold them hostage. I understand, we're still in January here. March is for agency, so just need some time to... like I said, get the emotion out of it and then figure out what's best.
He'll make up his mind by mid-March. He's going to have to. It's not going to be a Brett Favre thing like it goes past the draft. I don't think that'll happen with Aaron Rodgers this time around. He's, a nearly $100 million dead cap hit if they were to like trade him. That's not happening. Either he retires or he comes back again next year in Green Bay.
And are we ever going to see Love? And when will that happen?
Yeah.
Still don't know if the kid can play.
I actually...
That's another one.
I'm done. Like, I'm from that state. You know, I've watched this team my entire life. I've been done with Rodgers on Green Bay for many years. I wish they would have traded him 4 years ago, 3 years ago, for a bunch of first-round picks. I don't want to see him back in Green Bay again. I say this like every offseason. I don't want to see it, but we're going to. I think we're going to see it one more time. And they're going to punt one more season on Love, and we're going to have no idea if the kid can play.
Yep, absolutely. It was something. What a way to close the season. Well, you know, fantastic day. The early window was nuts. Happened there. I mean, you're thinking the last game I'm going to watch is Houston and Indy. It turns out to that, and tied into Survivor and what happened, and the number one pick and everything.
Can you believe
that had everything
okay,
that
so
game.
What was the conversation like this week with the front office and Lovie Smith? Go out there, you're okay, the job's going to be all right, we're going to bring you back next year, win the game, we're okay with that, that's fine. Did they have that conversation with him? Like, what? They fired him last night. Today's Black Monday, last night was Black Sunday for Lovie. They fired him last night already. Well, how do you not tell him you cannot win that football game? Like, Lovie wanted to do that, did he think his job was on the line? Like, I got to go out there and prove that we can win the game so I can come back next year? Nope, too bad, you're fired anyway. That's an all-time blunder.
Yeah.
Now the Bears hold all the cards.
Yeah.
This is not that difficult to figure out. You lose the game.
The Bears did it the right way.
Yes, they did.
It's one of the worst beats you're ever going to see as well. I mean, it's 4th and 12, they get it. It's 4th and 20, Mills back foot, throws it up for grabs, right through the guy's hands.
Yeah.
Knock it down. He can't, and then a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they win, and they go for two. And then he goes for two.
Yeah.
And they get it, and they win the game.
Can you believe
that? And they blow
that?
The number one. I can't believe what I was watching.
Oh, my
Between God. That and then what Staley was doing. I mean, it's like, what, guys, common sense here. Which, if you're right, if you have the meeting, you just say, wink, wink, there'll be a little something extra in your stocking, Lovey, if you lose the game.
Right.
I mean, he said afterwards, I can't tell guys to lose on purpose. But it's like, okay, this is the right way to go about it. About don't put guys, how about your punt? I mean, this is
waving
the flag. Like, don't go for something.
Right, but if you're in charge of the team, the front office now, you tell him specifically, look, pal, you're losing this football game. And in the second half, Davis Mills actually had 2 INTs, but he played well beyond that. Our starters are going to go out of the game.
Yeah.
We're going to play the backups. And we can't give away the first pick overall in the draft. Now, you know what can happen in the next 4 months leading up to that event? There can be a quarterback that takes off, and Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or whomever it is that gets extremely coveted by other teams. And they're like, okay, Chicago, we need this guy because guess what? Houston also needs a quarterback. We'll leapfrog them. We'll give you 3 first-round picks. That could have been Houston's.
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Can't believe it.
Right? And I don't know if that was worse than Brandon Staley or not.
Right? Well, what's McCarthy doing? Well, McCarthy's got the starters in the game, too.
The Staley thing is just as bad as it gets.
Right. Williams gets hurt.
Carted off before halftime.
Bosa leaves the game. He's still got Herbert in the game, and he's got Allen in the game late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No idea.
I mean, it's shocking.
With the start of the new year, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. And whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, BetRivers has you covered. Join them every week for their new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. BetRivers, it's a whole new game. Come up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. More on the Staley decision, McCarthy, that craziness with the Texans-Colts game. And we'll try to get into the first round point spreads and totals, the openers from last night, next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back with the start of the new year. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home of the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Today, the Great House Special on the title game, his largest lead, 21.5. Join them every week for Great House Specials and new promotions. Tuesday, hockey, first goal insurance. Sunday, football, parlay insurance, and more. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. You know, as we said yesterday, had everything. And from an in-play dream standpoint, the Jets game and the Carolina game, just bet the under every commercial, a 10-7 and 11-6. I didn't watch any of the Carolina game.
For not the most much. Part.
Carolina won the game. Darnold was 5 of 15 for 40 yards and 2 interceptions. How does that happen?
Yeah, I saw like at one point his numbers were 4 of 13 for something like, wow, not a lot happening in that game, huh? And the Jets game, they popped up 18.5 for the second half.
Right.
Nothing was happening in the first half.
And that's the lowest I saw the in-play total, too, in the second half.
Okay.
It was 18.5.
18.5 was the actual. Nothing, okay.
And you get an 11-6 final. So, one observation, too, and I know you're going down this road. Look at these. Every game's a rematch. Seattle-San Francisco to start round 3. Chargers-Jags rematch, Chase Daniel game on the Jumbotron. Oh, he doesn't play. Miami-Bills, round 3. Baltimore-Cincinnati, round 3. Vikings-Giants rematch. Dallas-Tampa Bay rematch of week 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has that happened?
Probably not very often.
That's lunacy.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you this. Had Green Bay won the game last night, which they didn't, so it's their own fault, Paul, the Green Bay-San Francisco game would not be the opener on Saturday. They would have saved that game for Sunday. There's no chance they'd play.
And maybe Sunday night.
Maybe Sunday night, yeah.
Yes.
So instead, we get Seahawks at the Niners. That's the opener on Saturday. And, well, here you go. The Niners are 10.5. Total is around 43 in the game. I do see at least one, probably two 10.5s out there, if not more.
They have completely shut down Geno Smith. Seattle did not score a touchdown in the first meeting in San Francisco. And now you have Purdy, who's red hot, and this offense is so good. I will just throw this out there. You can be a very good team, but also with a suspect resume, with how things turned out. Going into yesterday, the 49ers had played two teams with a winning record, KC and the Chargers, and went 1-1. And then Seattle won, and they got there, and Miami got there as well, beating the Jets.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been exactly a great resume if you want to play that game for the 49ers.
But it turns out their division was really bad this year.
Sure, and I also, you have to be a little bit concerned with how Arizona connected on the deep ball to start. I know it was a fluke, but remember what Stidham did. Now, Kansas City shut down Stidham and they got a good pass rush and how he moved the ball last week against the 49ers. But they should be able, I mean, it was if Geno's going to turn the ball over, school's going to be out early.
No doubt.
But that
no
was, I mean, they were fortunate to win that game against the Rams, who had an awful year and didn't have anything to play for. So it's a lot of points, but again, this Kittle, right? You think maybe too much of him? The guy was on a milk carton when Garoppolo was in there.
I know it.
And Purdy's looking for him and finding him, but it's so much talent on this team.
Yeah.
And I would say big coaching edge with San Francisco, too, with Shanahan.
Maybe a team total over here for the Niners, because I don't see the Seahawks defense really getting many stops. It's not a good unit. And I think they should be able to, as long as Purdy might be good for one INT in the game. But other than that, I mean, if he only turns the ball over once, okay, that's fine. They can run all over this team, and then he can just, like you said, they have so many weapons, just get everybody else involved and then get home safely. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks for San Francisco, depending on their path in the NFC playoffs, though. I've seen people make the case now it's just going to be, forget about it. They're going to be favored in every game, and they're going to march on. They're going straight to the Super Bowl. Maybe they get there. I mean, I'm high on this team. I am every single year. But I think it might be a little bit more difficult than what people are making it out to be.
Well, it's a tough game if it's Philly.
Of course it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts was playing through a lot of pain and dealing with an injury. And what happens when Purdy falls behind?
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a turnover. So to start out to get there, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're a double-digit favorite, and then you might take on Minnesota in the next game, which they'll probably bury him in that game.
Yeah, follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We're talking about the opening point spreads for the week one of the NFL playoffs. The night game on Saturday is Chargers at Jags. This opened up LA -2.5 at about 46.5. It's ticked down now on the point spread. They're actually lane one, and the total's up to 47.5 at some spots. Any opinion here?
I was disappointed in Lawrence Saturday night. He missed a wide easy touchdown throw. He missed several throws in that game.
Paul,
they are losing the game with 3 minutes left, and they don't have the ball.
Did you know? Did you see the official stats? They were losing the game going into the fourth quarter. They had -1 yards on offense, and they won the game.
Yeah.
How many times has that ever happened? They were very fortunate. Now, keep this in mind. They were also red hot going into that game. And so Lawrence had his first kind of off game in a while. I think we're going to get fireworks in this game.
Okay.
I see both teams scoring.
All right. Side, tough call. I would lean Chargers, but that's a good game.
Yep. Then on Sunday morning, early game, morning out here on the West Coast, Miami's at Buffalo. I saw it open up 9. It's already 11.5 for Buffalo.
Well, it's not going to go well if it's Thompson, and that's how it's priced.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the kid couldn't do a damn thing yesterday. And now to go on the road in that environment, and what a way to, they return the opening kickoff to honor Hamlin and what happens, and that's just right out of a movie with Buffalo. But make no mistake about it. You get 2 kickoff returns, you get the long touchdown pass, they couldn't slow down Mac Jones. Definitely cause for concern for the Bills moving forward. And I know you could say, well, it's meant to be, and they're going to make a deep run with what happened, and Hamlin wakes up, did we win? But sometimes it's hard with all the emotion in the stadium and what you're dealing with. But they did not play well yesterday, and they were lucky to win.
I watched the entire game. I had a big bet on Bills -6.5 because I thought that was the wrong number. It wasn't based on like anything else, but I thought it was going to go up, and it did. And I can tell you right now, the Bills were not on yesterday. That was far from their A game.
Bad job defensively.
I was extreme. Put it this way. No. I did not think I was going to cash that ticket. I thought it was a loser in the third quarter. On those 3 touchdown drives for the Patriots, Mac Jones was 17 for 17 and 3 scores. I mean, are you kidding me?
Right. Patriots had several guys out, too.
Yeah, and that was the best looking offensive performance by the Patriots maybe the entire year, and a lot of that had to do because of how shaky the Bills were. Now, maybe that was, it's 6 days after the Hamlin situation, and it, you know, they're human beings, and they can get that game out of their system now and go on and clean it up a little bit. But that team yesterday is not winning the Super Bowl.
No, and they will get buried by Cincinnati in the next round. If that defense shows up against Burrow, it's going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I have no opinion on Giants-Vikings. I'm sure everyone will pick against the Vikings as they won, 13 games that were outscored. And Baltimore-Cincinnati round 3, I already bet Cincinnati.
Okay.
They're on a 13-1 ATS run. I don't even care if it's Jackson. I mean, he's missed 6 games in a row.
Do you include yesterday as a winner, ATS?
Yes, I do.
You do? Because most of it was...
Well, who laid 11.5? Right?
I hope not many people.
I mean, it went to 8.5 when we got off the air.
Yeah.
So, I can't admit, you shouldn't have lost that game. Everyone should have won.
Everybody should have won the game. You're exactly right.
So, from 6.5 up to 11.5.
What number did you lay?
6.5.
Okay, but no worries if it's going to be Lamar?
No. I don't. Now, they did slow down in the second half.
Yeah, they did.
But I respect Harbaugh. He's a good coach. But this is what's he going to give you offensively? Which you could say more than Huntley and what the passing attack has been. But I mean, are we sure Jackson's even playing? Let's start there. Because if he doesn't play, I don't think Baltimore's going to do anything on offense.
That's fair. The Monday, I cannot believe they put Monday night between Cowboys and Buccaneers. Startled at that news when it broke last night.
Yes.
And the Cowboys, while they opened up 3, they're down at 2.5 at some spots, but it's like 3 even money right now. I bet the Buccaneers 3 minus 120.
What has happened to Dak? You tie for the league lead in interceptions and you miss several games?
Oh, yeah.
He throws a pass that's almost a pick 6. On the very next play, it was a pick 6.
To the same exact player that he was targeting against on the Commanders defense.
Yeah. Jerry Jones can't be happy either. Imagine if the Giants beat the Vikings, Dallas wins, then Dallas goes to San Francisco on a short week, and they have to fly cross country.
Oh,
how about
God.
That?
Please allow that to happen.
Horrible for Jerry and the boys.
Yeah.
And then, but that was another one, too, about Mike. When are you going to take people out here?
Guys,
couldn't have gone worse for
Dallas. You're getting
Dallas.
Smashed.
Yes.
Get them out of the game. Big news here today. VSiN is now heard on Sports Map Radio across the country, including great radio stations like The Tiger, 95.9 WAUD in Auburn, Alabama. You're listening live to the best in sports betting news and information from the sports betting capital of the world in Las Vegas. Welcome to the VSiN family and to Follow the Money. He's Paulie Howard. I'm Mitch Moss. We do something called Win Some, Lose Some every single day. We recap the betting action either from the previous night or from the weekend. Paulie, we'll run it down for you coming up next. We had a dead heat for the lowest scoring team of the weekend. One of the two teams was available at 60-1. Again, details next. Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on VSiN.
GM Shuffle Podcast, always a must listen for every football fan. Former NFL executive Michael Lombardi goes off on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle Podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and here we go. We start this hour every single Monday during the football season with the aforementioned Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host on the Horn of Us. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for the time today. Let's begin two very curious situations that unfolded yesterday with the game in the early window where the Texans actually came from behind in miraculous fashion to beat the Colts, and then they fired Lovie Smith last night. Can you kind of break this down and explain how and why this would have happened? What do you think the conversations were like with Lovie before the game started?
I don't think there were one. I mean, I wrote about this on Friday, Mitch. You know, I pretty much laid out exactly how it was going to go, and it actually went that way. Here's what happened. I mean, Lovie's fighting for his job. He feels like I got a chance to. He thinks he's coming back, and you can't walk down the office and say, "Hey, Lovie, we want the first pick overall. Why don't you lose this game?" And then on Monday morning, fire him. He's going to say, like, what's the deal here? I mean, so there was no conversations. That things probably in that building, I'm sure they didn't even have a conversation. There's no alignment in that building to begin with. Everybody knows it's a complete disaster down there. So, you know, it didn't surprise me that, A, he was going to do everything in his power to win the game because that's what coaches want to do. They want to win to save their jobs. Understandable. You know, and if he thought he was going to be back, what does he care? You know, he feels like if I get the first pick or the second pick, I think a lot of people are making this out like it's, oh my God, there's Troy Aikman out there. Oh my God, there's Peyton Manning out there. Hold on, not so fast, right? Bryce Young's a really good college player. He weighs 189 pounds. He's under 6 feet tall. I didn't know Doug Flutie was back in vogue again. I didn't. I missed that. I missed that memo. I didn't get that memo. Like, we're going crazy. I love this one. The experts on the worldwide leader say Bryce Young has it all. He's incredible. You get the Stetson Bennett. Well, Bennett's a nice player, but he's too small. Wait a minute. Bennett's bigger than Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think there was any chance they put Lovey up against a test here? And they said, if he passes the test and he knows what to do and loses the game, we'll bring him back.
No, I think they made the decision before the game. I mean, McNair was at the game yesterday. I mean, if you're the owner of a team, why would you go to that game? Wouldn't you just stay at home and watch it on TV?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing going to that game? You went to that game because you're going to fire the guy. You were going to fire him after the game. I mean, that to me, now, he might go to every game. I'm reading too much into that, but I saw him on the field after the game. Like, I thought for sure he was getting fired once I saw that. And, you know, I think there was no conversation. Look, last year they wanted to hire Brian Flores. That was the plan. And then Flores fired that lawsuit, filed that lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And when that lawsuit got filed, they all got scared. Jack Easterby wanted to hire Josh McCown, right? And he's no longer in the building. Yeah. I don't think the McCown rumors are going to come true, especially in light of how good Saturday looked as an interim coach.
Yes. Okay, so how about how Staley, what he did versus what Daboll did, and then Williams gets carted off and he still keeps the guys in the game?
I didn't understand it. I mean, here's a guy that relies everything on analytics,
yes,
right? And everybody in the analytic department would be screaming to play nobody. And yet he's out there trying to win the game like it's the 64 championship game. I mean, like, seriously. I recommended Denver with the Bill 80 email in the morning,
yeah,
because I felt like, and the line started to move. Once Baltimore lost, which we knew they were with Anthony Brown at quarterback, there was nothing to play for. So that line was 3 when I was recommending it. I think it ended up at 6 by the close of business.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what he was doing. I don't know. And I said this on my show yesterday morning. If he loses, if they should rest, Mike Williams is the most important, other than Herbert. Mike Williams and Joey Bosa are the two most important players on that team. You cannot afford to lose either one.
Yep. And they both leave the game early and both get injured. Is that on, I mean, as yep. a former executive, that conversation had to take place too. I mean, you have to save Staley from himself there as well. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know if they did. I mean, if I'm Tom Telesco, I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yes.
Like, what is this kid in the game for? What happens if he hits a helmet with his hand and he breaks his thumb? I mean, it happens. It does. I mean, I would be scared to death. I would be absolutely scared to death.
I mean, I'm watching the game at another book yesterday, Michael, with a big group of people, and the place is absolutely packed. And we are all sitting there,
stumped,
like, watching the game and yelling at the TV. Like, what? And this is in the first quarter, the second, after halftime. My phone is blowing up from people with the same exact reaction. Like, we were absolutely befuddled with what he was pulling off there in that game.
I have no idea what he was trying to accomplish. It would be like this, and it would be simply like this. Okay, Andy Reid is going to have an inter-squad scrimmage this Saturday, live, tackling, Mahomes is live. That's what it would be like. He's got a bye week, so he's going to have a scrimmage? Like, seriously, what would Andy Reid do that? Think about it in that context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid's going to hold a scrimmage. Philadelphia's going to hold a scrimmage. Jalen Hurts is live in the game. And yet we're going to play another week. Like, why would we do that? Like, be smart. Be smart. I mean, protect. Look, it's the NFL. You can't rest everybody, right? You only get 46 guys to dress for the game. So some guys got to play. You got to take that risk. But you can't risk losing Mike Williams. They can't cover Mike Williams in Jacksonville. Keenan Allen, they can cover.
Mm-hmm.
They can't cover Mike Williams.
Follow the Money, Pauly and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi, our guest, VSiN host, former NFL executive. What would you give up for Sean Payton? And also, if Denver could pull this off, you're going from Fangio to Hackett, maybe to Peyton, and a guy who maybe you could save Russell Wilson.
Well, I mean, here, let's put things in perspective. Okay, the guy paid, what, $4.5 billion for the franchise,
yeah.
All right? All right, so he wants to hire a CEO. He wants to hire somebody to run his company. And if you're running a $4.5 billion company, you're probably going to make at least $20 million a year, okay? You're probably going to make at least $20 million a year. And if you're Mickey Loomis, and you're the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, and you own his rights, he can't coach unless you agree to a trade. Why would you agree to anything less than a couple first-round picks? If you're going to pay this guy $20 million a year,
right,
and he's going to run your team, you got to compensate me. He's worth a lot. Why am I giving him away? And Denver has no draft picks.
Mm.
They have no draft picks. So you can. I don't see how it works in Denver. They don't have any draft picks to give up to give him because they gave him to Russell. So that's going to be really hard to do.
Okay.
If the Rams were to call, If once McVay goes through his Dick Vermeil routine, I do, the Hamlet, I'm to be or not to be, I have no idea what he's going to do, right? And so once he goes through that, you know, the Rams call. They have no picks to give up.
Is there a team that would make sense for him?
I mean, I think Arizona would make a lot of sense. They can give up picks. I mean, they waste them anyway, so why not give them up? They traded a one for Marquise Brown. Wouldn't you trade a one for Sean Payton over Marquise Brown?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. So they're going to meet with Kingsbury today. Does he get the axe, you think? If not, who does?
Yeah.
He does?
I think he definitely gets the axe today. Okay. I think he gets the axe. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of assistance. I mean, Joe Wood got fired last night. He didn't even get on the team bus and he got fired from Cleveland, which tells you Stefanski's safe, right? So they fired Wood.
Okay.
And you know that decision came from upstairs. They fired Wood, so it sounds like Stefanski's safe. Although I don't know how that is, really. When I just put on Twitter, Mike Tomlin should be coach of the year for taking that team where he took them. If I'm Jimmy Haslam and I watch Mike Tomlin almost get that team into the playoffs, and my team didn't even compete for the playoffs and got beat by 14 points in the last game of the year, and the quarterback never got better during the season, I don't get it. Like, I know Stefanski's got this moniker of being this great coach, but at some point, have you watched the games, some of the decision-makings in those games? I mean, it's really bizarre. I don't understand it.
I thought you were excellent over the weekend on Lamar Jackson. What do you expect from Lamar if he plays, and will he be on the – will they get this deal done moving forward? The guy's missed, 12 games the last couple of years.
I mean, if they franchise him, that really doesn't solve anything. They have to hold on to their asset because he's worth more than a compensatory pick. They can't let him go to the marketplace. So I don't know. I mean, what could you expect? He wasn't playing good when he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't even thrown a football. He hasn't practiced. Like, I know there – and last night, Florio, who's wired into the Baltimore organization, I could tell you how, but I won't. But he's wired into that organization, and he's sitting there couching as if he's not sure they're going to play. I don't think Baltimore knows what's going on. I mean, last week, Harbaugh was really frustrated. And I don't know – if he has no movement, how is he going to be able to play?
Mm-hmm.
If he can't move around and make people miss, I think it's going to be a real challenge for them.
90 seconds here, Michael. Did we watch the last Aaron Rodgers game at Lambeau in a Green Bay uniform?
I hope not. I mean, that was Matt LaFleur at his finest last night, wasn't it?
Oh, boy, was it ever.
It was brilliant. And you knew it was going to happen. I mean, I wrote about this, too. Everybody's thinking Detroit, once they're eliminated, was going to tank. There was no way Detroit was tanking. There was no way. They were building on to 2023, and they were going to use that game as a launch pin. The fact that that Detroit defense could slow down them, they held them to 9 points in the first game, and they held them to 13 points in the second game, 16 points. I mean, that's remarkable.
Yep, totally agree. Thanks for the time, Michael. Enjoy the national title game tonight.
All right, bye-bye.
Well done.
Thanks, sir. You get the Lombardi Line weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on VSiN.
This is crazy. I mean, they don't know. I understand Harbaugh's frustration. They don't know what's going to happen Sunday. I mean, 10 games. He's missed 10 games the last 2 years. Yeah, we haven't seen him in 6 games. He hasn't practiced. He's missed 14, 15 practices in a row. Yeah. They thought he was coming back Christmas Eve. Now he's just going to show up Sunday night. I'm good. And if he shows up, what are you going to get out of him?
I was thinking about this over the weekend. If I'm Lamar at this point, and if he doesn't go back to Baltimore, you got to go to the NFC. The AFC has too many good young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We saw Rodgers last night. He's ancient. Brady, who knows? He might be here in Las Vegas next year.
Good call.
And that's the play. Find a team that will make their offense around you.
I was surprised how bad Watson was.
Oh, he's right. Michael's right. He never got better.
He nailed it. Oh, he nailed it.
Yeah.
Brissett was much better.
Yep. Up next, season-long player props and how some of the winners played out. What a race it was to throw the most INTs. We'll detail that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Watch football with a little more on the line by playing free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Visit DraftKings.com/Guinness. Set your lineup. Watch the action unfold as you play for your share of $115,000 all season long. Guinness made of more. Terms and conditions apply. DraftKings.com for details.
Pauly, we do have a national championship game tonight, believe it or not. It's TCU and Georgia. The current line on the game is Georgia 12.5 or 13, depending on the book. Total around 63.5 or 64, again, depending on the book. And right now, to discuss it with it and give us some best bets is Paul Stone, professional sports bettor, great college football handicapper as well. Paul, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Doing well, man. Excited about this national championship game, a true David versus Goliath matchup, and we'll see if the clock strikes midnight on the Horned Frogs tonight there in Inglewood.
I was going to say, do we get the fairy tale ending tonight for the Horned Frogs, or do you like Georgia in the game?
Well, you know, I people debate often, Mitch, about the validity or how critical the recruiting rankings are. And I heard something this morning. I think Fox maybe tweeted it, and maybe they were referencing Rivals. But Georgia has 68 players on their roster that were either 5- or 4-star recruits. TCU, only 17. Georgia, their worst recruiting class the last 4 years. Their worst, 4th. TCU's best the last 4 years, 23rd. So we really have a David versus Goliath matchup here. And as much as I love the underdog and fairy tale endings, I think the clock does strike midnight on TCU tonight. I mean, in the immediate aftermath of that Georgia victory over Ohio State, you've got Kirby Smart within seconds of that 50-yard field goal attempt by Ohio State, sailing wide right. All he's talking about is Stetson Bennett's got to play better. You know, he's not doing what he's coached to do. He's got to make better decisions. He's got to play better. And he's setting the guy up. He knows his players. He's pressing his buttons. And I think we get an A-plus effort from Bennett tonight. I think we get an A-plus effort from Georgia. I don't think they're going to lay two eggs in a row. I like Georgia to beat TCU by 2 or more touchdowns.
You do. Okay, so I have not made that bet yet. I will look into that when we're done talking today. One bet or two bets that we do have that are commonplace here, Paul. I like the over. And in fact, the local paper out here, the Las Vegas Review Journal, they reached out to a bunch of people and asked for predictions. I have Georgia 48-27. I think we're going to get a lot of points. I think Georgia can pretty much name their score. Am I out of line with that comment?
I don't believe you are, Mitch. I mean, it's no secret that college football has become an offensive game. I mean, we grew up with the old adage that offense sells tickets and defense wins championships, but that's just no longer true. I mean, these teams spread the field. The better players gravitate towards offense. Defense is getting more and more difficult to play. You have 7-on-7 during the offseason, which refines the passing game and just makes the relationship between quarterbacks and receivers even that much greater. And, you know, I just think there's going to be a lot of points. Like you said, Georgia, I think, is going to be able to score. TCU doesn't have a great defense. Georgia, they've got a really good defense, but it's nowhere nearly as good as last year's version.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason is the back four of that defense is vulnerable. You look at their last two opponents, LSU and Ohio State, they have combined to throw for 850 yards against Georgia in these last two games, 10 yards an attempt. TCU's got a big-time 1,000-yard receiver and long, lanky Quentin Johnston, who's probably going to be, possibly anyway, the first receiver taken in this coming April's NFL draft. Tay Barber and Darius Davis, good second, third options. I think TCU's going to score some points as well. As I said earlier, Bennett brings his A game. I think Georgia's going to score a lot of points. TCU's going to score a lot of points, and we're going to go over that total of 63 to 64.
Yeah, you also like the Georgia team total hovering around 38 or so?
Right. I actually played it at 37.5
okay.
over. I think most of that's gone. You're seeing 38 and 38.5. Obviously, if you can find 38, play Georgia to go over that team total of 38. I just think they're going to score some points and, you know, be difficult for the Horned Frogs to slow down.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper. Paul Stone is our guest. He's on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. So what you said there about the Georgia defense and how many yards they've allowed in their last two games, I did look at some player props for TCU through the air, but the number I saw for Quentin Johnston, the player you mentioned, it was like eight, it was really beefed up there, as you would imagine. It was like 87.5, I believe. I'm like, I'm not, that's too high for me to play. If there is a player, maybe a secondary receiver or somebody else on the TCU team that you would like to go over, who would that be?
You know, I look downstream as well. I don't think there's value there. I think you pay a premium on those top players because everybody's going to look to pay over. But I looked at Darius Davis for TCU, who's probably the best return man in all of college football. But we're looking at his receiving yardage total here, over 25.5 there at the Westgate this morning. He's only had five receptions in the last three games, a total of five receptions last three games for 51 yards. So he's not one of their primary targets, but I think with Ringo, I think they're going to put him on Johnston, their top cornerback, and I think he's going to, you know, be not taken out of the game, but I think they're going to have to look to their second and third guys, and I think Darius Davis, a guy who, with his speed especially, he could get that 25.5 over in one play, so I like Darius Davis, just for a small position, over 25.5 receiving yards there at Westgate.
And then which props are you looking at for Georgia? Any of the running backs here to maybe have a good game on the ground, or are you looking at the receiver path as well?
I'm looking at the receiver path as well, and this is the player prop that I like the most of these two, but Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver for Georgia. If you remember, he was hurt back in week two against Samford, had an ankle injury, missed the rest of the regular season. He briefly appeared versus LSU in the SEC title game, didn't record any stats, and then last week against Ohio State, he had three catches for 43 yards and a touchdown, actually had two receptions on the first drive there for the Bulldogs. I think Darnell Washington, the tight end for Georgia, left ankle injury. I don't think he's going to play. I think that opens up more targets for guys like Adonai Mitchell, more opportunities. I like Adonai Mitchell over 42.5 receiving yards.
Okay, very good. So just to go over again and confirm the plays, you like Georgia minus the points. You like the over around 63.5 or so, and you like the Georgia team total over now 38 if it's still available.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Again, you can follow Paul on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. His podcast is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. You can get it wherever you listen to your podcasts. Paul, we can't thank you enough for popping on every single week during the college football season. We appreciate that, and best of luck tonight during the national title game.
Same to you guys, and I have so much enjoyed being on with you and Paulie the last 3 or 4 years, and hope to do it again next year, and you guys have a great national championship game.
No doubt, and back at you. Thank you, sir.
There's a couple of things here. Number one, the frustration level from a hedging standpoint. If you have a TCU at 280, 250 to one, whatever, Dustin's got 80.
80,
I mean, Georgia's minus 450 on the money line. Oh, my God. I mean, you beat Michigan. You're from a power conference, and here This happened to me once where, can't believe I just did that. Villanova. Remember the year they went to the Final Four?
Yeah.
I'm in the Big East, right? I go to the Final Four.
Oh, we're talking like 2008.
Long time ago. You're okay. Right. But I had like, I don't know, 30-1 on Villanova. And I'm playing North Carolina. I can't even do anything. I'm like a 10-point dog in the game. But the level of frustration there. So if you have futures on TCU, how tough this must be tonight, and hope for something early in play. The other thing is there's another contest that's still going. And that's the one, the Friday football betting invitational here with Matt Eumanns.
Right.
Chuck Edel has a one-game lead over the Bear, Chris Felica. Felica has the tiebreaker. He also has Georgia and the under. If he gets one, he gets it. And for, what, 17,000, 17.5, I think, is first place there. So Chuck went 3-2, Felica 0-3 this week. Chuck with the one-game lead, two picks left.
Wow, okay. So I didn't think anybody was going to be able to track down the Bear.
Right.
But he can still win it tonight by getting either one of those to go there.
Chuck had the Colts.
Oh, man.
How bad is that?
So if that doesn't lose, then he'd have a two-game lead, and if Felica would go 2-0, he'd still win because of the best bet tiebreaker. Yeah.
What do you think?
Felica's, do you know what Felica's best bet is? Because his best bet was smoking hot.
Well, I think it lost.
Was it an NFL play?
I believe so. Defensive or special teams touchdown, no as low as 240. Scoreless quarter, plus 650.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Longest touchdown, 49.5 yards.
Though that could 49.5 is what you're seeing. I don't typically bet that, but that can get there a variety of ways. I like the Georgia team total over a lot.
Okay.
I mean, they score I don't know if some people still have it in their heads like this is a defensive-minded team and they score a lot of points.
Well, that's true.
They're really good offensively.
How concerned are you with the defense the last six quarters?
Well, you have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, 850 yards, like Paul said, to the last two teams they played against in the air.
Yeah.
And TCU, they have playmakers all over. It's a good team. You know that they were 1,000-1 at the Westgate in the summertime?
My God. Makes sense. 5-7, new coach. No one's thinking of them in the Big 12.
No, nobody. No, of course not.
Yeah. It's an incredible coaching job. Yeah.
I think they were 500-1 here where we broadcast from.
Our producer got him at 80-1 in what? Mid-November.
Yeah.
Mid-November, he bet him 80-1. No one was believing in this team. Ah, they'll lose. They're not. This isn't real, right?
Yep.
Just survive ever. What a story.
Sure. All right. I think it's going to be. I think 40. That's my prediction that I gave the RJ here in town. 48-27. That might be a little aggressive.
That sounds about right.
But
you're in range.
Like that 41. I like Georgia to cover. I don't love them though. Like I could see 41-30. I just like the over better.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, a lot to get into yet here in the final 45 minutes of today's program. What happened yesterday during the early window, and then last night in the Packers-Lions game. Bonkers in Week 18. Coming up here and follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Playoffs right around the corner. Plenty of props up at Bet Rivers. Great props tonight for TCU and Georgia. And the house specials are up as well with largest lead, 21.5. And whether it's football, hockey, or basketball, Bet Rivers has you covered. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
It's a great time to welcome in Thomas Gable. He is the director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Borgata in Atlantic City here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Thomas, it's great to talk to you. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Let's begin with one of the games yesterday in the early window, and the look-ahead line where it was Eagles minus 1.5, got as high as I think I saw 17. Yeah, I did see 17.5 here at some books, and then tie that into the liability that you saw on the Eagles all year long with the Super Bowl and the stuff that you took on Hurts. How bad is it if they actually win the Super Bowl this year or if he were to win the MVP?
Well, they're our biggest liability for the Super Bowl, for sure, and it's certainly bad if they win the NFC as well. I mean, we opened the Eagles as, I think, 3-1 to win the NFC East, and it was interesting because In Atlantic City, you typically have the two big feeder markets for Atlantic City are New York and Philadelphia. So you're always, no matter what sport, you're always going to take liability on in New York teams and the Philly teams. No matter what they're projected to do, you just have that liability typically. And this year, obviously no exception there with the Eagles. And it was interesting because right after the draft, when we open up the season win market and the division markets, the sharps really came in, jumped early on the Eagles, gobbled up to 3-1. But then you saw the locals continue to bet the Eagles, and the Cowboys actually opened up as the favorite to win the NFC East, and ended up, obviously, the Eagles, just we took on so much Eagles money, they ended up going off as the favorite before the season started. So we obviously lost on that, and I, you know, it was interesting going through the numbers last night for all these markets. I brought to mind a guy who, he's a regular everyday baseball bettor during the regular season, comes in every day, not a big player at all, typically bets between $100, $200 a day on, you know, two, three games. But every single day, and this started in the spring at the beginning of the baseball season, every single day that he cashed a ticket, he would invest $50 to $100 in an Eagles future, whether it was a season win, and he did that every single day. And I was just thinking about this guy last night because I'm like, man, this guy has to have thousands of dollars invested in the Eagles. Not a big player at all. Somebody who bets $100, $200 a day. And he probably has, you know, a couple hundred tickets invested in their future. So, but, I mean, that's just the way it was with the locals. They were very high on the Eagles, and obviously the way that they started out the season, they obviously had everybody in good mood. Now the last couple weeks with when Hurts got hurt and, you know, how they looked yesterday, which certainly yesterday was a great result for us in that game. And they closed 17 here. And the Giants obviously getting the money. We couldn't get any Giants money until late yesterday. It was all Eagles money early in the week. So, you know, I think a little bit of consternation setting in, but obviously they have the bye week. They got what they wanted out of yesterday, which was win the game, get the number one seed, get the bye week, and have home field advantage to the playoffs.
You had a good discussion with Michael Lombardi about who was going to blow up the money line parlay. And it was surprising how it turned out, but Dallas with a no-show, how good was that result?
That was very good, and, you know, kudos to Michael and Patrick, because I asked them both. I said, who do you think is going to blow up these money line parlays this week? And one of them said Dallas, and the other one said Green Bay, and they were both right. So Dallas obviously was a great result for us as well. You know, as much as we won on Dallas and Philadelphia, it was great, but the Niners, obviously everybody was pounding the Niners. I think the Cardinals, we probably wrote the least amount of tickets on the Cardinals of any team in any week of the regular season this year. I mean, nobody was taking Arizona. So we lost a lot on the Niners game, but obviously made it back on the Eagles and Cowboys as well.
And then late afternoon as well, Seahawks game went your way, obviously. A lot of people were betting them.
Yeah, Seahawks, obviously people were thinking again, and we talked about it yesterday on the Lombardi line. When you look at these lines and going into the last week of the season and these teams are in quote-unquote must-win scenarios, don't just blindly lay the points there because some of those lines are going to be a little bit inflated, and that's what happened there with the Seahawks. And people were saying, well, the Seahawks have to win if they have a chance to get into the playoffs. They were blindly laying that, and we also won the total in that game. So, you know, that game was a good result for us.
That was an interesting handicap with the McVay angle, too, because it appears he's out the door. So are they going to fight and play hard for him, or was he thinking about, okay, I'm on to other things, too? So that added something, a new wrinkle to it as well. How about the Denver game falling 3?
Yeah, so that was an interesting one. Chargers opened as 3-point favorites in that. Denver closed as 6.5-point favorites. And we had a sharp group come in, I think late 2.5 with Broncos very early in the week. They actually came back and pressed it later on in the week, too, with Denver. But falling 3, the decision in that game really laid with the total for us in that one. So that one ended up okay. Really, the late slate, we did very well outside the Niners game and kind of carried the day for us.
is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Thomas Gable, our guest, sportsbook director of the Race and Sports at Borgata in Atlantic City. Any respected money last night? I'm guessing you did take some early on when you opened up these numbers here for the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I was going back and forth with this Giants-Vikings game and, you know, where the market's pretty much all at three with this. And said given three for the Giants here in this market may not be the greatest, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Pretty much you see the minus 120 on the poster of the Giants everywhere right now. So I certainly expect to get some Giants money here today. The one game that's already moved a little bit is this the Bills are up to 11, and the Chargers 1.5 point favorites going cross country there to play Jacksonville, and you know that was one of the things that I wasn't really closely following that Chargers game, but every time I looked at it, I see Herbert's still in. It was a little inexplicable to me, and then you find out Mike Williams is hurt. It's a tough spot here for the Chargers coming up, for sure.
How about tonight? Any liability on TCU futures, and what can you report from a standpoint on ticket count here?
Yeah, a little bit of liability on TCU in the future market. We're in good shape with Georgia in the futures, but we're writing about 5 TCU tickets for every Georgia ticket we write. But the respective money certainly on Georgia here. And right now on the spread, we're pretty evenly. It's pretty evenly bet game overall in terms of the money. Georgia's laying 13 right now. We have a total listed as 63.5, which again, I expect some people there to be taking the over. It's what you saw, the public's what they saw in those 2 semifinal games. I'm sure they're going to be hitting the over today.
Yeah, and Thomas, of those 5-1 tickets on TCU, how much of that is actually TCU money line compared to the points?
There's a decent amount of TCU money line for sure. I mean, and you know, you get a nice return there if you're taking it. So, you know, it's there's certainly people taking a shot on the TCU money line.
Yeah, Thomas, great talking to you. Thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Well done. TCU looks like a public dog tonight. So be careful. And one more thing too with the prop at DraftKings, largest margin of victory, 25.5. 25, 49ers. How funny is that?
Oh, is that right?
Isn't that
That's
good?
Right, you pointed that out on Friday.
Yep. VSiN now heard on Sports Map Radio across the country, including great radio stations like ESPN Northwest Arkansas, KAKS 99.5 in Little Rock, Arkansas. You're listening live to the best in sports betting news and info from the sports betting capital of the world in Las Vegas. Welcome to the VSiN family and to Follow the Money. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, our thanks to Thomas Gable there. He is in charge of the Borgata Sportsbook in Atlantic City, and funny story about the guy who was betting baseball all year long every day, and every time he would cash a ticket, give me 50, give me 100 more on the Eagles one way or the other on a future ticket.
They're okay. That was a misleading score. You know, he's playing through an injury.
Oh, they get a week off. There's nothing to freak out about whatsoever.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Now, as bad as Dallas has looked, too, if you get a Dallas-Tampa Bay winner, should be okay.
Which team would surprise you the most by going on a run in the NFC playoffs, the Vikings or the Buccaneers?
Oh, it's got to be the Vikings.
Me too.
That's where we're at now. I know. Think, it's still Brady. I know. I asked you. You laughed at me a couple of months ago.
Well, but I'm still laughing, but I mean it's like, crazier things have happened.
Yeah. Well, they're really set up here now, though. I mean, because I've changed my mind. I like Tampa, how bad Dak has played in Dallas.
Yeah. Okay, we'll run down in-pocket plays for the weekend. I know it was ugly, ugly, ugly for yours truly. And also, you're going to hear from the guy who lost his Circa Survivor entry on the Colts, coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees.
fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.